About half the people in America worry about banks and whether their money is safe. That's according to a recent Gallup poll. Not too surprising, since three banks have collapsed in recent weeks. Let's talk about these concerns with Jill Schlesinger, host of Jill on Money and business analyst at CBS News. Jill, let's talk about confidence. What happens when our confidence erodes in, say, banks or stock markets or currencies?
Well, I would say the most immediate reaction is we tend to feel anxiety and then want to do something to allay those concerns. So if you're worried about your bank, you may say, oh, I got to move to a different bank. Even if you have less than $250,000 in an account, even if you have FDIC or credit union insurance, that's like your rational side knows that, but you want to do something, so you want to move. And the same thing with your investments. If something is going crazy in a stock that you own, in the overall market, if you're worried about the debt ceiling, you feel like you want to do something. And you just feel like if I don't do anything, then I'm a sucker. And what I'm here to tell you is if you do something, chances are you definitely will be a sucker.
What do you mean?
Well, often when you are under that kind of emotional stress, that you are making an emotional decision that does not always pan out. And you feel like you want to do something because you're worried. The thing you do is usually something that costs you money in the long run, or at least in the course of a banking relationship, maybe that it just costs you time and energy and you've worried for nothing.
Yeah. Why is it you think that so many of us, well, we tell these survey people that we're not confident, even though Jill Schlesinger and others keep telling us your deposits are safe. There's this big pot of insurance money to protect you.
Because we are human beings. And when you hear scary news, you feel like there is something brewing, because there is. I mean, we did have three banks fail, and there is no doubting that that is reality. The problem is, again, that when you're unnerved, you feel like you want to do something. And I would even go back a little bit more than this. I would say that the entire pandemic period kind of put all of our nervous systems collectively on high alert. You know, that on one hand, we were like, I'm worried, I'm scared. I'm scared for my physical health. I'm scared about my money. I'm scared about this. Then it's like, no, I feel great. We're back. We're good. Maybe we're not. And you're going back and forth. It is exhausting. And I would also say that this is a real natural outflow of that period, but also the reality that interest rates have gone up by a lot over the last 14, 15 months by more than 5%, and that inflation still remains a problem. It's getting better, but it's not behind us. Put it all together, and we're all sort of shaky emotionally. And when we're asked to respond to these surveys, I think that's what you're hearing as a respondent.
And briefly, another survey finds we're also not too confident about our retirement savings. And the question is, how does public confidence return? Who makes that happen?
Oh, gosh. Sometimes I think it's just time. And so we just had Mother's Day, and everyone's mother's like, give it time. You know, whether your heart is broken or something bad has happened in your life, I do think that there is some time. I think as inflation retreats, people are going to feel better. Even if we were to go into a recession, I feel like if inflation were to be lower at that point, people would still feel a little better. Be nice to yourself and do concentrate on the things you can control. Your own financial life, your spending, your debt pay down, that should be your focus, not these extraneous things that you can't control.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News, thank you very much.
Pleasure, thank you.